Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah wa kafa. Wassalatu wassalamu ala ibadihi alladhina istafa. Amma ba'du fa'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Bal tu'thiruna alhayata ad-dunya wal akhiratu khayrun wa abqa. Sadaqallahu al-azim. All praises are due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the choicest blessings of Allah ta'ala be upon his most beloved Nabi, our leader, Hazrat Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. We thank and praise Allah ta'ala for the numerous bounties and blessings he has bestowed upon us, and we ask Allah ta'ala to continuously shower his blessings on us and to enable us to express shukr and appreciation for whatever he has granted us. Respected friends and brothers, very closely linked to this introductory and opening words which I have just mentioned regarding shukr, the topic will be with regard to that. We know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, before he even created us, knew what he is going to create, who is going to create, and he also knew what the needs of each one of us is going to be. Accordingly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allocated and allotted each one's sustenance, his livelihood, his rizq, as we refer to it, and that is what a person is going to get. Likewise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his wisdom also knew, long before he even created us, what conditions are going to befall anyone in whichever way it is, favorable conditions or adverse conditions. That is also known by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is an important principle that we must live by when we are on the face of this earth, when we are going through the journey of life, that everything has already been decided, allocated, allotted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala according to his knowledge, wisdom. If we have that, then it will actually help us to have a very peaceful existence on the face of this earth. Now, if a person has got whatever Allah has allocated him, whatever his share of rozi and rizq is, whatever his share of goodness and difficulty is, when he is traversing through this journey of life, he will have to do it keeping in mind that all this is from Allah, and I accept from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala whatever condition I find myself in. In other words, he is expected to lead a life of qana'ah. Qana'ah is the Arabic word meaning contentment. He should at no point in time have in his heart even one iota of discontentment. The definition of the word qana'ah we find is mentioned in different books and in different dictionaries and wherever it might be. To such an extent, even in the hadith and the Quran, we'll find there are indications with regard to what this beautiful quality is, that of contentment. Simply it is that whatever Allah Ta'ala has allocated for you from time immemorial, you accept it to be from Allah, and over and above that, you carry in your heart the pleasure, the satisfaction of having it. I'm happy with what Allah Ta'ala has granted me. I am satisfied. In other words, my heart is totally at peace with my fair share, with this lot that Allah Ta'ala has given me. That is the most important thing to ask ourselves. Are we at peace? Are we happy? Are we satisfied? So it doesn't matter how much a person has got. There are people who have got very little. And alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted them that quality. They have it in them and they are happy with it. They do not carry in their heart any kind of disappreciation, displeasure, that why have I got this? And when they have whatever they have, they are looking elsewhere. Their eyes are roving. Their hearts are desiring for other things, which is a normal human being thing to do, because insan has been created like that. Desires are there. But what he has got with him, he looks down on it. He feels angry with it. He's frustrated at it. And he doesn't have the appreciation with regard to whatever he possesses. That, my respected friends and brothers, is a very, very harmful and a seriously destructive spiritual sickness which a person must be aware of. Because if a person is not going to have contentment, it is going to have so much of negative implications and consequences in the journey of his life. He's going to have to be very careful how he conducts himself. Because first of all, in that, discontentment when he's looking down at the things he has got. He's not happy with what Allah has given him. No matter what it is. It can be his rosy, it can be his livelihood, it can be his place of staying, it can be whatever, his looks, whatever it is. He must say, this is from my Allah and I am happy with it. If it is not, he will have a lot of negative effects in his life. Underhand, there will be inner ungratefulness to Allah Ta'ala. He will not be saying it, but in his heart he will always be expressing nashukri to what Allah has given him. Because he's not happy with it. Ungratefulness. I'm not happy with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given me. He actually, without realizing, he is fighting against Allah. He is expressing displeasure. He's not saying it, but his heart is carrying displeasure with Allah Ta'ala. He is leading a life grudgingly. In other words, he got a grudge against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That why did I have to have this kind of lot? Why me? And he's not happy with it. He has to deal with these things. And it is going to remove, very importantly, going to remove the peace of mind from his heart. Fellow is going to be very, very restless at all times. He will be bechain, as we say. He will be leading a life which is totally devoid of any kind of peace, and like we say, no contentment. And he will be always looking elsewhere, and he will be angry with himself. He'll be bitter towards everybody else, and he will look down at anybody who has got something that is better than him, because he is not contented with whatever he has got. Over and above that, it's going to create a hatred in his heart. Now look at all this evil, look at all the negative consequences of not being happy with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted you. So he'll have a hatred in his heart, a hatred for others. They got, I don't have. They got something better. Why I don't have it? He will be angry at them. There will be the element of jealousy at all times. There will be the element of malice. And these are all such spiritual sicknesses that if they are in the heart, and if the heart is smitten with it, this man here can be described in another physical way to say he's got heart problems, he's got lung problems, he's got kidney problems, he's got stomach problems, he's got cancer, he's got every sickness you can think of. What hope does such a man have? Doctor will say, bye, just go home and just let us know when you die, it's okay. So such a person with so many sicknesses is a spiritually ruined person already. And if he does not take the necessary precautions of taking out that quality of discontentment from his heart and substituting it with contentment, then the spiritual ruin will follow him right into his qabr, right into his akhirah. His dunya also will be destroyed. He will not have peace and joy in anything. Even in his salah, he will not be happy with Allah Ta'ala. He will not even want to pick up his hands and ask from Allah Ta'ala, because he will just feel, why must I ask when Allah has given me this already? So my respected friends and brothers, therefore Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has described the one who has got this quality of contentment, qana'ah, in his heart as one who is successful. Because we have just described what great tragedy and calamity will befall the one who has not got this quality. So if we have got that quality, then apart from having a nice peace of mind, a relaxed life, happy with everything, with everybody, this person here, because he has got this good quality, he has attained success. Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has summed it up in simple words. He says, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ أَسْلَمَ, that he has acquired success who has embraced Islam. One, so this is one quality which we all have got. وَرَزَقَهُ كَفَافًا, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's sustenance that has been given to him is sufficient for him. In other words, he is just managing. Doesn't have so little that he's in a problem, and doesn't have so much that he does not know what to do with it. You know, when people don't know what to do with their money and with their wealth sometimes, then you find a whole lot of other difficulties coming about. So his sustenance is sufficient, and وَقَنَّاهُ اللَّهُ بِمَا أَعْطَاهُ and بِمَا أَعْطَاهُ, and he is, in other words, Allah grants him contentment in that what Allah has granted him. So this is a quality, my brothers. It only comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's a quality that we must yearn for. It's a quality we must ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's something that if it is not there, we must try and get it out for our own peace of mind and for our own restful sleep and a beautiful, happy, carefree life. That's why Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us one dua in regard to that. He said, Allahumma qanni'na bima razaqtana. Oh Allah, grant us contentment in what you have granted us. Give us contentment. You have given it to us, and right in the starting we mentioned that Allah Ta'ala in His wisdom and in His knowledge knew already what we are going to get, what we need, and what is appropriate for us. So say, oh Allah, now that you have decided to give me that, let me be also happy. Let me not look, let my eyes not rove, and let my heart not desire on what other people own and possess. Let me look what I have got, and let me be happy. You know, when we were in school, we had that one saying, it's very good to put up posters on the board. So that one is stuck in my mind. I saw one without shoes. No, I had no shoes, so I cried. I had no shoes, so I cried. But then I saw one who had no feet. So that was one saying that stuck in my mind. It was right in front in the classroom there. And that is something we are supposed to look at it all the time. I am so happy with what I got. They say, look at those that are below you. Don't look at those that are above you. That is one of the therapies that will help us to overcome the sickness. And the dua that we are supposed to make to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us. There's a very interesting incident that has been recorded by Allama Ibn al-Jawzi rahmatullah alayhi in his book Zadul Ma'ad. He said that once somebody came, a delegation came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from the tribe of Tahbib. That was one of the Arab tribes. They brought the zakat which they had collected amongst their people to give it to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to distribute. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to them, you must distribute your zakat amongst your own people, in your own locality. And there's a lesson here for us also. When we want to distribute our zakat, instead of sending it all over the world and all over the universe, see what is the condition of those people immediately around you. Start with them. So they said to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we have already distributed. This is over and above that. And therefore we have brought it here. So Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala says, there hasn't been a better tribe that has visited Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from amongst the Arabs than this tribe of Tahbib. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied that when Allah ta'ala desires good for anybody, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives them these kind of qualities of goodness. So they have come here with the goodness. So they stayed there a few days in Medina Munawwara. They had a few contracts and agreements written out for their tribe by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in addition to a number of teachings, what the Quran says and what does Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says about various matters, few masail as we will say, until the day came when they decided they are going to go away. So when they came to greet Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he also respected them greatly because of their beautiful qualities. He told Bilal radiallahu anhu, look after them properly. They are our guests. So when they came to greet, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave each one of them a gift, which is a sunnah. When your guest is leaving, don't say, shukar, this guy is gone now. Give him a gift over and above that. It's a sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he gave them gift, and he asked, is there anyone else here that did not get? So they said, yes, where we are staying, there is one young boy. He has been looking after our possessions, after our goods. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, send him here also. So they went and they sent this young boy. And he came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and says, I am the young boy who was with this delegation. You have given them gifts. They have said, I must also come to you for a gift. Will you fulfill one of my needs? So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is wondering, what need does this young boy actually have? And you and I also will know. If somebody says, I have a need, we say, now what is this fellow looking at? What does he want from me? He says, I joined this group and to come here, O Rasulullah, so that you can make three du'as for me. One is, Allah must have mercy on me. Two, Allah must forgive me. And number three, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must grant me contentment of heart. Young boy, let's hope our young people are listening to this. You know, when we are at that phase of youth, then we are looking for the best, want to upgrade, want the better one, the better phone, the better car, the best clothes, the best latest fashion. Cannot be happy because the neighbor's son or our children in school, our friends don't have that. We are going to look like so old-fashioned, you know. So look at this young boy, what dua he asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah must grant me contentment of heart. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made the dua. Allahumma ghfirhu Allah forgive him. Warhamhu, have mercy on him. Waqanni'hu, waj'al ghinahu fi qalbihi. And oh Allah, put contentment in his heart. Some years later, a group came from this particular tribe to meet Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam when it was the last Hajj, the farewell Hajj. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam made inquiries, where is this young man who was in this tribe? They say, this young man, he is the most unique amongst us. He can't be cared about anything. While the rest of the world is running after material things, he is just happy with his life. And later on, in the time of Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, one fitna came up in the Ummah where a lot of people started turning away from Islam, which is known as the fitna of irtidad, the fitna of people reneging from Islam and turning apostate. At that time, this boy got his entire tribe together and he invited them to remain steadfast on the teachings of Islam. Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu was informed about this. And we find that he actually told the governor of that area, whose name was Yazid bin Labid, that make sure that you give this boy, he was no more a boy, he was a grown-up man now, give him special attention because he has got the special dua of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So nevertheless, my respected friends and brothers, it is a quality that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives for those who look for it. There is one beautiful hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, that إِذَا أَرَادُ اللَّهُ بِعَبْدٍ خَيْرًا, when Allah ta'ala decides any good with any of his servants, أَرْضَاهُ, then Allah ta'ala makes him happy with whatever Allah ta'ala has allotted for him, and Allah grants him barakah in that. And when Allah ta'ala does not desire goodness for any of his servants, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not grant him this quality of contentment, and neither does he have barakah. In other words, he does not have blessing in his heart. He does not have blessing in his possessions. Whatever he owns, no matter how much it might be, it will never ever give him happiness, because he has got the sickness of discontentment. He has got the sickness of being unhappy with what Allah ta'ala has allocated and destined for him. However, we must remember that there's a difference between discontentment and greed. Greed, a person has got enough, he wants more. He just wants to keep on filling. He may be happy with what he got also, but he wants to be more happy, so he wants more. But when a fellow is discontent, then he is not happy no matter how much or how little he has got. He just can't be happy with it. So that is the first fine line. The second thing is that to be content does not mean a person must now not try and excel. You know, I'm content. No, alhamdulillah, if you have got the ability to excel and to improve and to grow. In other words, contentment is not the enemy of growth. You have the opportunity to go forward, and with the right intention, you say, I will increase, I will improve in whatever I have got. That is not a bad quality. As long as you are happy with what you got and your intention for improving and excelling is also correct. Also, my brothers, people must not hide behind contentment when they are lazy and complacent. Some fellows are just lazy, downright lazy. They don't want to do anything. They have a need to do it. They have a family to support. They have got commitments to meet. But they don't go out of their way to do it. They say, you heard a lecture. I am contented. You heard what Maulana said. I'm very contented. I'm very contented with my lot. So they are hiding behind this beautiful quality. So they must be tested. Take a whole lot of money and even give it to them. And if they accept it, that means they're lying. Because why are they taking the money? They're not content. And if they say, no, I don't want it, I'm content, then we can say, okay, probably this fellow is content. So contentment is actually this, not the fulfillment of your want, but the appreciation of what you have. And speaking about not being being complacent also, it applies in other aspects. For example, a student, we always tell them, you know what, make an effort. I'm not happy with your results. You can do better. How come you got under 40%? So he said, you heard a lecture. Must be content. I'm content with my marks. So right. So now that's hiding behind laziness. Hiding behind, this is laziness, my respected friends and brothers. So there is a need for a person not to be content. He must make an effort to excel and he must move. So in all aspects where there is a need, people must not use this quality, this beautiful quality, to become lazy and to deteriorate and to become unproductive. Yes, there is one place where a person is allowed to be discontent, and that is in his relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At all times, this worry, this fikr must be there. Is my Allah happy with me? Is my Allah pleased with me? Am I close enough to Allah? Is the quality of my ibadat correct? Is the quality of my salah correct? I am not happy with the amount of charity I am giving. So a person continuously is seeking to please Allah and to improve his lot in as far as his relationship with Allah is concerned and his akhirat is concerned. Such a person, he will not lose, because finally when he closes his eyes, all the efforts he's been continuously making will be found there in piles and bundles and mountains of it there, because these were all the efforts he has been making. Unlike another fellow who has been only making effort on the dunya, running after it, trying to increase it, trying to make it better. Finally, when he closes his eyes, and when he did all those things because of discontentment, he's going to be having a lot of other sicknesses and illnesses accompanying spiritual ones. And when he closes his eyes, that is what he's going to find. All the bad deeds that he had committed, he's going to find nothing of the dunya with him there. He's going to find only all the harm he had committed to himself and the harm that he had committed to others. In different ways he did people down, in different ways he snatched from people, he oppressed them, and they will be coming back now to catch him there. So the only place where discontentment can be allowed is in this, where Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was once asked, who is the best of you? The Sahaba asked Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who is the best? He said, the best of you, azhadukum fi dunya, the one who is most, you know, isolated and cut off from the material things, wa arhabukum fil akhirah, and most inclined and desirous of the akhirah. So we make dua, there's a beautiful quality, and we must self-introspect, look at ourselves and ask ourselves, what is my relationship with regard to the things that I got? Am I happy? And am I happy with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted me? And over and above that, we make dua. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us the dua, Allahumma qanni'na bima razaqtana wa barik lana fi, wa Allah grant us contentment in what you have granted us, and give us barakah in there, wa ma'alina illa al-balagh.